We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Let's get to this morning's morning motivation. I was thinking a lot this weekend about how there's so much change happening right now. Eventually, I'm going to stop being by myself on the Q Morning Show. There's going to be someone that's joining me. And it's scary. It's making me nervous. And so I found this perfect quote this morning. It's scary because it's unfamiliar. Not because you're incapable. Being nervous is part of the process. This morning's morning motivation. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now it's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I'm taking the 30-day song challenge all this month on the Q Morning Show. We are halfway through today's challenge. On day number 15, a song you like that's a cover by another artist. And I think this is one of those songs where more people know the cover than they do the original. So the original was from a band called Talk Talk in 1984. Gwen Stefani and No Doubt redid this in 2003. And in honor of Gwen and No Doubt reuniting at Coachella this past weekend, I went with this. It's My Life, Q104. Q104, talking about how Gwen and No Doubt reunited and performed a set at Coachella this past weekend. Gwen brought up a surprise guest on stage. That was Olivia Rodrigo. There it is. They perform Bathwater together. Olivia is a genuine fan of Gwen. It was probably so cool for her to go up and do that. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Thank you for coming back on a Monday morning. This is the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. We touched on this a little bit last week. The Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner. It's Gary, right? Gary Turner, not Jerry Turner. Gary Turner. And the woman that he chose to spend the rest of his life with, Teresa Nist, after 3 months, have decided to go their separate ways. And they both made a joint announcement about this late on Friday.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Yes.
Sounds like they were fighting in that announcement. Gary says, it's time to dissolve our marriage. And Teresa jumps in and is like, get a divorce. Why don't you just say, get a divorce? This is why I can't get invested in these reality shows. And I feel like The Golden Bachelor sucked people in. Here's this guy. He's in the twilight of his life. He's looking for love one more time. You are rooting for him. He finds his special someone. And 3 months later, he's all alone again. I can't get behind this. If Gary was my dad, I'd feel terrible for supporting him going on this show. Anyway, speaking of parents, we're about to talk to Sherry. Now, Sherry has had a direct influence on her son's relationship, as in she has convinced her son's girlfriend to break up with him. She's wondering, am I the bleep hole? We'll get into that next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Even after all this time.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. My name is Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Sherry and Medina joining me right now, which means that Sherry must have done something or she must have said something, and now someone in her life believes she's the bleep hole. Sherry, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Who thinks you're a bleep hole?
Well, I kind of think I'm a bleep hole at this point. I'm feeling a little guilty about something that I did to my son, and I think if he finds out, he's really going to call me bleep hole or something worse. I'm hoping he'll never know.
Okay, well, this is unusual already, because most of the time on Am I the Bleep Hole, the person calling up doesn't actually think they're a bleep hole. So if
you... Oh, I think I am in a lot of ways, but...
Tell us what happened.
All right, well, it's simply, really, just straight out, I told his girlfriend to break up with him.
Okay. Explain how you got into that conversation with his girlfriend.
Well, first off, I want to say I love her. I mean, she's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, I consider her like a daughter, a friend. We even hang out when he's not around. I mean, she's just so great.
Okay, let me ask you this question, because I think this is probably relevant. What are the ages that we're talking about here? How old is your son? How old is his ex-girlfriend?
He's 26, and she's the same age. You know, they've known each other a long time. They've been going together a long time, since high school.
Okay.
And, you know, but recently, you know, we were hanging out, having some wine and talking, and she confided in me that it wasn't going so well with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was very frustrated with the whole thing, and I totally understand. I'm very empathetic to the situation. Mm-hmm. Without going into a lot of the details, she just, my heart was breaking because she was asking me for advice on what to do. And so I said, I know him. I know you're right in a lot of ways, you know. He lives with me. I have a townhouse, okay? So I'm upstairs, he's downstairs. But he's downstairs, he's not doing anything. Doesn't have a job. He's mostly playing video games. She feels, you know, it's been so many years that he's never going to propose. He's never going to work. He's never going to move forward. What should she do? And I said, you know, Kelly, you deserve more. You deserve better. And it's really hard for a mom to say that, mm-hmm. you know, about her son, because it's me admitting to he's a bum, basically. And, you know, they've known each other a long time, and she's ready to move on and get married. And I can't in all good conscience tell somebody I really, really like that's a good idea, you know. And so she broke up with him.
Okay.
And now he's all mopey and, you know, and I said, well, maybe you should rethink your life a little bit. That was a great girl. So I don't know. I just need your help here.
Okay. So to quickly recap, your son is 26 years old. He still lives at home with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is important. You said her name was Kelly, your son's girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend?
Now ex, yeah.
She came to you. You didn't volunteer this information. She actually asked for your advice, right?
Yes, and I love this girl. I mean, she's a great, great girl.
Okay.
And I had to be honest with her. I couldn't say, yeah, he's a keeper. You know, I couldn't all honestly tell her that.
216-474-0104. Sherry, I am trying so hard to see it from your perspective, and I think that I do, but I think I'm going to rule, yeah, bleep hole. I think no matter what, you have to have your son's back, no matter what. And I know that she came to you, and I know that your son still lives at home, and he's 26, but I think that you always have to back up your son. in most cases, not in every case, but in this case, let's open this up because I might be seeing this incorrectly. 216-474-0104. Sherry convinced her son's girlfriend to break it off with him. Is she the bleephole? 216-474-0104.
I really wish you all could be California girls.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. If you are just tuning in right now, we are doing Am I the Bleephole? Sherry called up, and Sherry thinks she's a bleephole because she is the reason that her son is now a single man. And the reason why is because Sherry's son's girlfriend came to her. They've been together for a long time, like 6, 7, 8 years. And she came to Sherry and said, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Your son doesn't look like he has any direction in life. He still lives at home. He plays video games all the time. He doesn't really have a career going. And she's like, I don't know if I can do this. I want a future. I want to get married. I want to have kids. And Sherry's advice to her son's and was, yeah, I think he should. I don't think there's any hope for him. I think he should move on. And so they're broken up now. And Sherry's wondering, am I the bleephole? Bringing in Chris and Mena right now. Now, Chris, I was saying that I don't think, or I do think that Sherry is the bleephole, because what I was hoping was that Sherry, I don't think a mom should ever give up on her son. And it sounded like that's what she was doing. Like, I kind of wanted Sherry to say, this is such a great girl. My son has got to figure it out and has got to get it together. And I can't let her walk away because she's too good for him. And so, yet, that's why I was thinking that she's the bleephole. Do you disagree?
I do, strongly.
Why do you disagree strongly?
Because I've been in a lot of situations, not necessarily with my kids yet, they're a little young, but with family members that, you know, my parents should have had my back, and maybe for the wrong reasons, not in this situation, but, you know, family always shouldn't have each other's back, in my opinion. Sometimes there are situations where, you know, you do have to be a good person, in my opinion, and sometimes tell them and stick it to them. And, you know, who knows, if they were that in love and that meant to be, then maybe he can figure something out and get a job, step up. You know, that's up to him. I think it was commendable that his mom said that. But also, maybe his mom, I don't know if he pays rent or whatever, but, you know, step on it. You know, there's so many angles to this, but I definitely think she did the right thing.
So you're thinking that this might shock him to get his life together? Because
it possibly could, but she could be gone by then. Who knows? If it was meant to be, she won't be. But, you know, I've seen this too many times, and I think it's good for, I feel like I would do the same thing. I don't want to throw my kids under the bus, but I don't think that's what it is. This is his bed. He made it, you know, good for the mom for being a good person and not screwing over another good person because it was just her son.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's go over to Lisa in Brooklyn. Lisa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is Sherry the bleephole?
Absolutely not. I think she did a great job by just being a support to a young girl who needed advice. You know, for her son, she could love him as a mother. I would want my boys to learn and grow and be good men, not just for themselves, but for the other individuals who are part of their life, too. You know, that girl needed support and honest advice. My son or not, she's a good girl. She wants and deserves the best in her life, so go get it. He can hopefully take this time and learn and grow, and maybe then he can become like that person he wants to be too, hopefully. You just never know in the future. They might get together. They just maybe need to mature individually. But I will say, as a mom too, maybe this will give her an opportunity to also start holding her son responsible too. He lives in the apartment. Go get a job. Start paying rent. You know, if you're going to be a mom support too, then teach your kid how to be a mature young man as well.
Lisa, thank you for calling this morning. I'm looking at all the texts coming in, too. I'm clearly in the minority here by saying that Sherry is the bleephole. I'm not finding it. Actually, maybe Danielle in Elyria, you were saying that there was something about Sherry that you thought that she might be a bleephole. What is that?
Yeah, I think that she's the bleephole for, kind of raising her son and allowing her son to be the bum that she says he is. That's her fault.
Okay, not the bleephole for allowing her son's girlfriend to break up with him, but a bleephole
for that.
A bleephole for allowing her son to live at home.
Yeah, Yeah, he's too old for that. She's the one who's making that happen. She's allowing it. She's the enabler.
Oh, this is a bad day for Sherry's son. Not only did we break him up with his girlfriend, but now we're going to kick him out of the house.
He should have been kicked out a long time ago.
Danielle, thanks for calling this morning. Appreciate it. All right, Sherry, I think it's almost unanimous. You are not the bleep hole, and good luck with all that. Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Down at all I see. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Yesterday's weather was sensational. Not as warm today, but still nice. Saturday Night Live, I thought, was one of their better episodes of the year this past Saturday night. Ryan Gosling was the host. He could not stay in character the entire night. The whole cast was breaking up. Some of the sketches were really funny. And one of the best moments of the night was a surprise appearance by Caitlin Clark on Weekend Update. It's hard to fully explain this, but one of the hosts, Michael Che, likes to make jokes about how nobody watches the WNBA or women's sports. And his joke on Saturday night was how Iowa is going to retire Caitlin's jersey, which they are, and give her an apron. And that joke did not go over. He got booed for that. And then all of a sudden, Caitlin Clark is sitting at the update desk.
I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well. The Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
It's worth it if you go back and watch SNL, or at least some clips for Caitlin Clark especially. All right, we're coming back with Battle of the Burbs, the first time that we get to play this week. And Lauren Daigle tickets are on the line. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show. Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs, but there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
All right, let's find out who's playing this morning. We have Melanie in Cleveland, a graduate of Brunswick High School. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. You're going to be taking on Nicole in Strongsville, a graduate of Nordonia High School. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Okay, ladies, any questions before we begin? Your name is your buzzer. It is a best of five trivia challenge. In order to win Lauren Daigle tickets for Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on May 30th. Are we ready to play?
Yes.
Let's go. Question number one. Gary Turner is single again. Gary Turner was the very first golden blank.
Melanie.
Melanie.
Bachelor.
Bachelor is correct. Melanie leads the way 1-0. Question number two. The Cavs are in the playoff. Their first round matchup will be against who? No one?
Orlando.
It is Orlando, however, time buzzer, so no one gets a point in for question number two. Let's go question number three. Melanie leading the way, 1-0. The actress who played Hermione in the Harry Potter movies is having a birthday today. What is her name?
Melanie. Is it Emma Watson?
It is Emma Watson. Melanie leading the way, 2-0. Question number four. You could win it here, Melanie. Nicole, you need to grab this and the next one just to have a shot at winning this game. The WNBA draft is scheduled for tonight. Who is expected to be drafted?
Nicole. Caitlin Clark.
Is correct. Nicole, fighting back, 2-1. Question number five. Again, Melanie, you could win with this question. Nicole, you need it to tie. Seth Rogen is also celebrating a birthday today. What was the name of the movie he was in that co-starred Katherine Heigl of Grey's Anatomy?
Melanie. Knocked Up.
Is correct. Melanie wins. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. Nice job, Melanie.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us on. You have tickets for Lauren Daigle at Rockin' Mortgage Fieldhouse. I don't know why the wrong buzzer just played. It wasn't supposed to play. No, you actually have all those things. Thank you so much for listening. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. Today is tax day. I hope that's not a surprise to you. I literally finished my taxes last night, just in time. I kind of waited until the last second to finish Rita because TurboTax said that I owed Rita about $170. But it only gave me an address to mail a check, so I held off doing that. And I had no idea that you could do all of this online until a bunch of listeners set me straight last week and told me that, yes, Rita has a user-friendly website. Use that instead. So I did last night. And of course I had issues. By the way, in my defense, this is the first time that I've done my own taxes in about 10 years. We've been using a CPA previously, so this was the first year that I took on the challenge myself and tried to figure out Rita. So after I put in all the numbers and our information on the website, it kept saying that I owed over $1,100. And I'm freaking out. I'm yelling to my wife, "You're not going to believe this. We owe now. We owe over $1,000 to Rita." And then my wife comes over and looks at it and tells me what I was doing wrong. And so we were back to only owing $170. My wife saves the day again. That's why we're a good team, because I break something and she fixes it. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. This week, it's Cleveland Taco Week. Were you aware of that?
Taco Tuesday!
Not just Tuesday, it's all week. Today until April 21st, all participating restaurants offering you $10 or less deals on tacos. You can find a list of participating restaurants at ClevelandTacoWeek.com. So let's get into this. What is your go-to taco place? They don't even have to be participating during Cleveland Taco Week, but they make tacos and you love them. 216-474-0104. You want tacos, where do you go? Where's the first place you're going? I'll tell you my favorite. I want you to tell me yours. 216-474-0104. Jack Harlow, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Cleveland Taco Week kicking off this week. Today is day number one. A bunch of participating restaurants with taco deals throughout the entire week. I just want to know, where's your go-to place for tacos? I'll tell you mine. Well, first, Amy from Olmsted Falls, you tell me yours.
All right, my favorite taco place is Ghost Pepper in Berea.
Ghost Pepper. Now, I've never been there. What's so great about Ghost Pepper?
It's like a taqueria, so it has very unique sauces and guacamoles and margaritas and yeah, fancy drinks and just a really unique menu.
Okay.
And it's very cool inside, too.
All right. Ghost Pepper. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to tell you about mine.
I will say it's only open until Wednesdays through Sundays.
Oh, that means they're really good because they're only open for a few days. And that means they're like exclusive. And so their food must be really, really good.
It's delicious.
I used to live next to a sushi restaurant that was only open on Friday through Sunday from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. That's it. And it was always packed. And so that's how you knew it was good, because they could only open for a few hours, and you knew that it was so tough to get in there. The food must be delicious. All right, I'm going to tell you about my taco place, Cilantro Taqueria. I have been talking about this place for years now. There's one in Lakewood. There's a few locations around Northeast Ohio, but Cilantro Taqueria, I think for the same things. It's the ambiance. It just feels authentic. The food is delicious. So I'm going with Cilantro Taqueria. All right. And Amy left. She wanted to tell me about Ghost Pepper. I told you about Cilantro Taqueria. There you go. Let's eat tacos all week long. Q104.
Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish. It's Q104. Her new album drops on May 17th. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. Over the weekend, Billie dropped a teaser from some of the new music. I believe this is called Chihiro. So new music from Billie Eilish. Here's a little teaser.
Not today.
I love it.
Maybe tomorrow. Open up the door. Can you open up the door? I know you said before you can't cope with anymore.
There we go. That's all we get. And again, Billie's new album drops May 17th. A chance to win AJR tickets coming up after 9 this morning. It's Q104. Teddy Swims. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. So I think we all know this. Never, ever go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. I always made this mistake in college, but in college, that's why I went grocery shopping, because I was hungry. I needed food in the house. But now I've learned never do that, because when you walk in there, all the smells, and you basically want to consume everything that you see. And there's a new study out. It reveals that doing your grocery run when you're hungry could cost you an extra $26 per trip on average. So there's another reason to don't go in there hungry. A chance to win AJR tickets in about 10 minutes. It's Q104. Lizzo now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.